This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here in just a moment where you can actually call and talk about what is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And, well, we're going to start off with something that, Chris, I think you might know a little bit about, and that is technology.
Maybe.
You're aware of this company that makes telephones called Samsung?
I heard the name before.
And
sounds foreign.
Apple? I think that's how you pronounce it. Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, these guys, and Chris, you know this, or at least I'm fairly certain you do, and I'm guessing a lot of other people do as well, they've been going back and forth in court for years over various things. One of the things recently was an intellectual property claim where Apple claimed, among other things, to own rectangles with rounded corners.
Yeah, I think I've violated that intellectual property probably a few times.
Well, I believe that was one of the three things that the U.S. Supreme Court actually ruled on a couple of days ago. Story comes from QZ.com. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling in a dispute between Apple and Samsung over design patents may have big implications for designers of all sorts. The unanimous 8-0 decision in Samsung's favor essentially said that the company does not have to turn over all of the profits made from sales of phones that the court previously ruled had copied elements of the iPhone's design. So what had happened was there was the lower court ruling that said, yep, Samsung, you copied some of what is on the iPhone, so therefore you have to give Apple all of the profits
right
from these specific phone designs. Typically, a U.S. court, and this going back to the article, typically U.S. courts have interpreted the relevant section of law to mean that a patent violator would forfeit all of the profits, even if the infringement is only on part of the design. Samsung, which a U.S. court ruled in 2012, had copied the iPhone's rounded corners, its bezel and grid of icons on the home screen, and argued this interpretation goes too far and that the design patent covers only certain elements of the product, not the entirety of the product.
That's great to hear. I mean, it was so ridiculous. I mean, just insanity because, I mean, a phone is a phone. I mean,
correct.
How many times did I'm sure Apple lawyers and executives sat around going, you know, we put the part that you hear from at the top of the phone,
right,
and the part that you speak into is towards the bottom. Do you think we have any standing there? Do you think maybe we can? Do you think maybe we can get? Maybe AT&T did that 100 years ago,
right?
But I mean, did they really do it like we do?
Right, and I'm wondering, and I might be one of the few people that actually knows about this other design case that the Supreme Court will be hearing sometime later this session. But I'm wondering if this ruling is a foreshadowing of that other case. So the other case, there's, I forget the name of the small company that makes cheerleading outfits, but they're being sued by Star Athletica, which is,
you know, like company.
The huge company that right. makes cheerleading outfits. And they're claiming that the use of zigzags and other sort of patterns along the hem
right.
is a violation of copyright.
Jeez.
Because, no, we use zigzags and these other patterns on the hem. And And what the smaller company is arguing is, no, no, no. We're not copying anything that is actually, you know, the uniform itself, because the courts have previously ruled that, you know, stitching around hems, as long as it's not a unique part of the clothing, then it cannot be copyrighted. So, you know, okay, belt loops cannot be patented.
I'm calling a timeout.
Yes.
We sit here and wonder why our country's so screwed up sometimes these things. And when we have courts deciding, making decisions about zigzags,
right,
and hems and belt loops.
Right. Well, I mean, the belt loop, I don't think they've actually made a ruling on the belt loop.
Okay.
I'm just giving an example of...
Oh, that's okay.
Belt loop is something that makes a pair of pants a pair of pants,
sure,
that hold a belt.
Sure. But I'm saying that there is without a doubt something even more ridiculous that time, tax money, and effort has been put into. And these are the important decisions our government contemplates.
Well, what's more important, Chris? Whether or not Samsung, or in the case of the phone that I have, HTC, can make a rectangle with rounded corners, or where people can go potty? Because we know where a lot of legislators are spending their time.
Absolutely.
They're concerned about where people go potty.
Exactly. Jeez.
Back to the article from QZ.com. And if you have thoughts on this, you can call us 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Supreme Court justices evidently agreed with Samsung, but many designers in fields ranging from the auto industry to fashion have disputed this view. In August, a group of 111 distinguished design experts filed an amicus brief on Apple's behalf, arguing that a product's design is inseparable from the product itself.
Let me use government and the big hand to make sure that my job is protected and that I can come up with anything I claim is my original idea and protect me from my competition. Don't even protect me from my competition. Just wipe out my competition so I don't have to worry about it.
Samsung had argued that the law could lead to absurd results, however, such as the maker of a shoe that infringes on two separate design patents having to pay more than its total profits, and said it was excessive to penalize a company for 100% of the profits made by a product that might have infringed on 1% of a patent. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling effectively reduces the deterrent effect of design patents, which are expensive and time-consuming to acquire as is. Susan Scafidi, the academic director of the Fashion Law Institute at Fordham University School of Law, says it's definitely a victory for copyists.
Can I call time out?
And could lead to more knockoffs.
Can I call time out again?
Yes.
What was her title again? With what?
The academic director of the Fashion Law Institute at Fordham University School of Law.
Why do we have fashion law? I just got to say, I mean, the story just is making my head hurt.
Right.
And fashion law.
Don't you love the term that she used here? She says, this is definitely a victory for copyists. Miss Scafidi, if you're listening, please lend me your ear for about 5 seconds. Copying is not theft. If I steal your bicycle, you have to take the bus. But if I just copy it, there's one for each of us.
There we go.
And now I do have to say, in full disclosure, I did not create that. I totally copied that from Nina Bailey, who has a song called Copying is Not Theft. And that's one of my favorite lines of the song.
How apropos.
And one thing that is interesting, I downloaded that video from YouTube and posted it on another YouTube channel. There was a copyright claim, but not filed by Nina or anybody involved with creating the video.
By YouTube? Or
no, I forget who did, but YouTube had told me who it was. And so I just, you know, sent them a response of, I dispute your copyright claim because copying is not theft. That's the title of the song. It's released under Creative Commons.
I learned it right here.
Yeah. The nice. Article here continues with another quote from Ms. Scafidi, or Is it Professor Scafidi, the academic director of the Fashion Law Institute? We'll tell you the rest of what she has to say about this.
Oh, my.
Quote, unquote, victory for copyist. What are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. And you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Chris.
And Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. We are talking about Samsung versus Apple, round 5,463 or something like that.
It's also known as give Chris an ice cream headache by talking about copyright law and design infringement. That's what this does to me.
Why does it give you an ice cream headache?
It's just, it's insanity. I mean, these
trademark Baskin Robbins.
Spurious claims that you can claim a shape that just occurs when people have ideas and that somehow you can sue. And the fact that a university actually has a fashion law department,
yes.
This stuff just boggles my mind.
Not just a department. An entire institute.
Wow.
The Fashion Law Institute at Fordham University School of Law. The academic director, Susan Scafaldi, says this is definitely a victory for copyists. She says that rule was designed to make sure copyists did not just treat the possibility of a lawsuit or payment of damages as an incidental business expense.
No.
Now, with damage awards limited to the percentage of profits attributable to the copying, designed patents are much less valuable to creators. Not only are the potential awards or settlements lower, but the cost of calculating and litigating the amount of damages are higher.
Well, let's just do away with them then. How about that? That just seems like she just made a perfect argument for that.
She did.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, she's not going to realize that she made a good argument for that.
And her whole livelihood goes around this very topic, so.
Yeah, and how many other industries are there that rely heavily on copyright and patent? It seems like everything relies on one of those two.
Yeah, what was I? I think it was an offer from, let's say that I use a service for, legal things, and maybe it might rhyme with, like, Beagle Room or something like that.
Yep, yep. Okay. I know the one you're talking about.
But they were trying to sell me a higher package of bundled services that I could get.
Yep.
And one of their things was, included in this, we'll do like copyright for you once a month.
What?
It's like you can get like a free copyright once a month. It's like, so I can just randomly throw stuff out there and say, nope, I got a copyright on that.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
It is.
And I don't know if you've ever used the service Fiverr.
Yes. Yes.
One thing that I've noticed that a lot of the graphic design people are putting now is, for this much, I'll give you the license to where you can use this without having to get my permission, even though you paid me for the design.
Right. Yeah.
And, from where I'm coming from, that just seems absolutely ridiculous to me. And what a lot of people that support copyright don't understand, and Davi Barker put this so eloquently, or much more eloquently than I'm about to relay it to you, but he said what copyright and patent actually do, what, intellectual property as a whole actually does, is it winds up saying, I own neurons in your brain.
Yeah.
Because you have heard a thought, and then you're thinking the thought, and if you ever, re-express the thought in the same way that you heard it, then you have, copied my intellectual property. So therefore, the neurons that fired when you said that statement belong to me. All your neurons belong to Daryl. And then people start to realize how ludicrous it actually is.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and that it's not a positive thing. It's not something that makes us better. It's not something that promotes creativity, or what promotes creativity is seeing an idea, taking that idea, maybe doing it the same way but doing it cheaper, or maybe doing it the same way and maybe tweaking it just a little bit.
Well, one of the best, most well-known names in the auto industry, Ford. Henry Ford was not able to patent or trademark anything that he did related to vehicles.
Really?
But he wound up becoming, what, like a multimillionaire?
Yeah,
beyond. A long time ago when, you know, like millions then were like billions now.
Yeah, one of the wealthiest men on the planet.
Yeah, he was not able to patent or copyright anything he did with cars.
Yeah.
What he wound up doing was finding an efficient way to make them.
Yep. The assembly line and all the other advances that he found just to do it better. And at a time when he didn't have competition, not serious competition.
Right.
There were other car companies that were popping up, but he knew that if he wanted to get even bloody richer,
yeah.
Then he was going to have to make these things affordable for the everyman, and that's where that was the genius.
And you can have it in any color you want as long as you want it in black. Back to the article here from QZ.com. As a result, the company, that being somebody that might borrow ideas from someone else, QZ says, would more easily profit from copying other designs, paying at worst only the portion that it copied. Brands that rely heavily on design patents, such as footwear, are likely to be hardest hit, Nike being one example. In June, the world's largest sportswear brand filed an amicus brief on behalf of neither party, but said in the filing it has a substantial interest in the case, given that it holds the third largest portfolio of designed patents in the United States. You heard that right. A sportswear company holds the third largest portfolio of design patents in the United States. Nike went on to add that it invests a great deal of resources in design, and that effective protection of its intellectual property is vitally important to Nike's brand success, competitive position, and growth potential. Do you think that if somebody looks at a pair of Nike shoes and says, wow, I really like the way they do their laces, that people are going to then forget that Nike exists?
Right.
And not purchase those shoes?
No. What's going to happen?
Very overpriced shoes.
Yeah. God forbid if all these, some of these design patents didn't exist for Nike, then you will see competition pop up and go, hey, look how Nike is designing their heel.
I got a pair of Mikey shoes.
Yeah. But I can do this. I see a way that I can reduce the cost of that by 50%. But I have to use some of Nike's elements to do that. That's what it protects. It protects them against competition, and it's just
right. And
so anti free trade, it's ridiculous.
And I don't know if you've ever seen the commercial online for "We'll help you file your patent." They even say if you have improved on an existing patent.
Oh yeah.
Which apparently does not apply to designed patents. There's more. Plus your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, tell people what they will see if they are looking on the webcam that they can find at cam.freetalklive.com. What is
we've
in that
got,
picture there?
We've got a beautiful sweater from tipsyelves.com.
Yes, and... Well, some people might say that's an ugly sweater. And everyone needs an ugly sweater this time of year. And if you want bragging rights for the most talked about, and that would definitely rank up there as most talked about Christmas sweater at your Christmas party, then listen up. Tipsy Elves has some very interesting sweaters. They've got one with Jesus and Santa hanging out drinking eggnog. They've got the sweater that Ian has where it, you know, looks kind of like the Elf sweater from the movie Elf with Will Ferrell.
Cool. Design patent? I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Possibly. Maybe they, you know, have the copyright or the, you know, the authority to use said design. I don't know, but they have a lot of really neat sweaters. They also have some college sports apparel, and they have interactive sweaters. Yes, interactive. So there's an interactive sweater for men where it's got beer pong or cornhole. They also have Christmas suits for the ladies. There are holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. And right now, Free Talk Live listeners can get 20% off at tipsyelves.com on anything that you order from the site. Go to tipsyelves.com. Enter my code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Enter that at checkout to get 20% off site wide. That's tipsyelves.com, code FTL. So, Chris, we're talking about this case that was recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court involving Samsung and Apple. And it was a design patent case, and not everybody's happy about the ruling.
No, not the copyists, which I didn't even know was really a word.
Well, no, the copyists are the ones that are supposed to be happy about it.
No, that's what I said, that they would be happy.
Ah, okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah, so prior to this ruling, and, you know, according to federal statute, if you copy 1% of a thing and then you sell whatever your new product is that copies 1% of something, you are required to pay all of your profits to whomever you copied 1% from. Well, this ruling says that, no, you should only have to pay the percentage of profits that equal the percentage of what was copied. In a statement on December 6th from Samsung, they thanked the group that had supported its position and praised the ruling as a victory for all those who promote creativity, innovation, and fair competition in the marketplace.
Thank you for ruling in our favor, but also thank you for not doing away with our ability to squash our competition to some degree.
Right.
Thank you for not eliminating all the protectionism that we've got built into this system.
The author of this article at QZ.com says, we reached out to Apple for comment and will update the post with any reply. But in a statement to TechCrunch, the company said its case has always been about Samsung's blatant copying of our ideas, and that was never in dispute. The statement went on to add, we remain optimistic that the lower courts will again send a powerful signal that stealing is not right. So here they equate copying an idea that, you know, some would say no one can really own an idea. You know, ideas exist outside of individuals. They equate borrowing an idea to stealing.
Yes, yes, Daryl, that's exactly what it is.
If I walk into your house, Chris, and it's a fairly nice house, but if I walk in and I say, oh, I really like the way you have, you know, these cabinets and this sink in this position of your house, and then I go build a house and I put my cabinets and my sink in the same geographic spot of the layout,
sure,
then have I stolen your house from you? Because I copied part of the layout design?
I would say no.
Are you now homeless because
yes,
you know, my kitchen looks like yours, so
when
you're
you
now homeless?
It, mine disappeared. It's amazing how the universe works like that. Yeah, it's such insanity. And like I said, it's just protectionism. This is the antithesis of a free market. This is what anybody who believes that competition can bring good. It makes us try harder. It turns that on its head, and it just drives me nuts.
As Apple's statement indicates, the U.S. Supreme Court decision did not put the matter to bed, and it doesn't offer guidance on how juries and lower courts should handle similar disputes in the future. It centered specifically on whether Samsung had to pay one part of the nearly $930 million in damages that was initially ordered to pay Apple for infringing on its patents, an amount that has since been reduced and battled over, leading to the current case. The decision sends the case back to a lower court to wrestle with the idea of the article of manufacture, or rather, whether the article of manufacture involved is the entire phone or just certain components, and then to determine what Samsung owes. And now, they left out in this article that one of the judges in the decision used a very interesting phrase to describe what Samsung did. They said they didn't, quote, copy the chips and stuff.
Well, that's good.
So, you know, we're talking here specifically about just, you know,
the aesthetics.
A rectangle with rounded corners. And then I think there was also the swipe function that, you know, Android calls something other than swipe, or
right.
Apple calls other than swipe.
Sure.
and then the layout of the way things fit on the home screen.
Which is just insanity. I mean, it is such a natural... Okay, then Apple, you copied what the desktop of a PC looks like, or of Windows. Actually, that's not a good example because Apple's Windows absolutely copied what Apple had been doing before.
Right.
But Apple had earlier copied the work from the Park Xerox projects in California coming out of the 70s. Apple's ideas for a desktop and the use of a mouse were not original. Xerox was just foolish enough to let those guys in the door and say, hey, look at all the cool stuff we're doing. So Apple, in a sense, really did start out with infringing most directly on design.
That's... Isn't it interesting how the companies that begin, you know, with one thing wind up later, you know, making sure that nobody else can do what they did?
Exactly. And I just find it ironic. And when you look back to the Park Xerox Center, I mean, those guys were just like, we'd love to show you what we're doing because we think it's cool. We think this stuff's kind of revolutionary, and we'd love to see more people doing it. I don't think Xerox flipped around and started suing them, at least not immediately. They might have after Apple was highly successful with the Apple II and IIe and Macintosh and stuff
like
that.
Let's go to the phones. We've got James calling in from I'm not sure where, and I accidentally hit the wrong button. The on-air and the drop are right next to each other.
Yikes.
And I hit the wrong button. So, Bordop, please let him call back. That was a mistake. Although, if that's who I think it is, he's going to say it totally wasn't a mistake. But, you know, since I'm saying let him call back, that shows that it totally was. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. And since we're talking about copyright, I saw another article about an expansion NHL team, the Vegas Golden Knights, that had their trademark for the team name denied because some small college is also called the Golden Knights, and they said it would be confusing to people.
Oh, dear.
855-450-FREE. Or on Skype, username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we can have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-687-5416 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group. Get up to $995 in free silver on all qualified transactions. Ask how. All transactions have no startup fee, are privately delivered, and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-687-5416. 800-687-5416.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Honey, did you grab your lidocaine pain patch?
I think so.
Well, does it have 4% lidocaine?
Check.
8-hour relief?
Check.
Maximum strength adhesion?
Check.
Dry technology?
Check.
Is it water resistant?
Check.
Narcotic free?
Check.
And finally, American made?
Check. Don't be fooled by other lidocaine patches. Grab the relief you deserve the first time with Blue Emu's Lidocare. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris, registered copyright.
And we've been talking about intellectual property because, well, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled a couple days ago that Samsung does not have to pay all of their profits from certain telephones to Apple because they only copied, for lack of a better term, copied part of the design. So the rounded corners on the rectangle.
How about used, interpreted, gained inspiration from? There's all sorts of ways that people use things that they see every day.
Yes.
And it doesn't just default to be, you copied me.
Right. But whatever happened to flattery is the sincerest form of something.
Coppery? I think it's the other way around.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
I get that. But that goes out the window when your goal is nothing but to protect yourself from competition.
I want people to imitate me, but not to the point to where they wind up making money doing it.
Right, right. Or in pairing my ability to sort of have this monopoly over this type of thing that I do.
Let's go to Skype. We've actually got a call coming from Africa. Mustafa, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello.
How are you?
You're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Lansford Macklin, a co-worker with Mustafa in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
I'm a sports reporter in our country, Sierra Leone, wherein I'm working for one of the local radio stations known as Calion Radio 105.7 FM in the western part of Freetown.
Excellent.
And I would like to say the things, some of the challenges in the Sierra Leone about the media landscape, how we are working in Sierra Leone pertaining to radio broadcasting in the country.
Okay. So what's going on? We know that Mustafa's called in a couple times about the Sierra Leone Liberty Group.
Yes, of course.
And are you involved with that with him?
Yes, I'm the public relations officer for the Sierra Leone Liberty Group as well. Mustafa Cole is our president or school director of the organization, and I'm one of the strong members who are working with him to ensure that Sierra Leone Liberty Group have the message gone within the county. And recently, we hosted our program, which was a cross-border event with the Institute of Liberty and Policy Innovation in Ghana, and which held on the 18th and 19th of November at the African American Corner in Freetown Battle Street. So, as the public relations officer, we are working together as one to ensure that the liberty message in the country, you know, we are able to pass it on to the youth, especially those who are deprived in the slum community, right, to some other areas, to ensure that the message goes on.
So a little bit about the cross-border you talked about between Sierra Leone, Liberty Groups in Sierra Leone, and Liberty Groups in Ghana. Is that a big deal? Or is that a fairly open border?
It was a fairly open border because it was an online program wherein we had three participants: the president for ELAPI Ghana and the program officers with one of three of them were here in Freetown for close to 2 weeks, where they returned back after the event.
Gotcha.
It was an interactive program wherein invited people to come and talk about business plan and on how they can and start up their own business, online teaching as well. 2 days program, which was very much interactive, to ensure that people can know how to involve in business. Let's think about government and try to empower yourself in business.
Yeah, I have nothing but admiration for you guys to reach out and expand that message in areas, because you're right. People living in slums, people, the impoverished, the hungry. The best way to lift them out of that is the ideas of liberty. I'm not going to say it's just capitalism on its own. It's not. It's people being free to do what they wish, and that's what happens.
Yeah, most definitely. That's one of the things we've been discussing about, because we know the challenges of people in the country. You know, there are times to have their 3 square meals a day is very more challenging. But there are so many challenges to set up radio in the country. There are so many challenges in radio broadcasting, because we look about the sports sector, because I'm a sports reporter, as I said earlier on, which I'm working for. You know, there are so many challenges. We have a few radio which cannot link up to take over the whole country, which has been the challenge, because you talk about internet facility in the country.
Right.
To have all those facility, it's a bit a burden for people to access it. So, you know, as a journalist, I'm working in a local radio, as I said, you know, my job has been very much difficult, because to have the internet facility is one of the key problems. You know, even the equipment, you know, when you want to do your Vox Pop interviews, you want to do to Adobe to ensure that it becomes very much appreciable to the listeners out there. So right, these are some of the things we'll be having in town.
I applaud you. I think that's great, and it's inspirational to anybody anywhere who's somewhat new. I mean, I think we in the United States take this for granted. You know, we've kind of had this long history where we were founded on the ideas of liberty and quickly abandoned many of them. sadly, and we're always in this battle to try to regain them and defend the few that we have left. And this is, it's a universal message. That's the beauty of it, is that it applies to all people, it applies everywhere, and it will make people's lives better. It's not a selfish thing.
Yeah, that's it. So as I'm saying, to ensure that, you know, my own passion is that, to ensure that, you know, I report community interesting stories. So that will be very much good if I have support to well-wishers out there, you know, to learn more, because I want to learn more, because the equipment, the facility, we don't have it much here. The few that we have, we are making use of it, but it's not much. So if it happens that I can study somewhere else where I can empower myself, because as I just mentioned, I love to report community interesting story, the need of the people, how that can be addressed.
Right.
So I'm asking for help, whatever, because this is a good venture for me to speak here, because I'm an answer for Marklin to speak here. It sounds a plus for me to get you guys on board to ensure that, you know, you support me one way or the other.
Now, if somebody wanted to get in contact with you, do you have your own personal website that they could go to?
Yeah, I have my email address, which I'm working with, and my Facebook account, which I will send you through.
Yep, send those to us, and then we can get that to at least the members of the AMP program.
Right.
AMP is Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's people that like what we're doing and send, you know, $5 a month.
Yep.
And then they do get perks, like ad-free versions of the show. You can find out more about that at amp.freetalklive.com. So, yeah, definitely get us the email address, and we'll give that to the amplifiers that are in the Facebook group.
Anything we can do to help you get the word out, we'd be happy to help.
Yeah.
All right. That would be very much good, because, and just like I said, so for this to happen for me, I think it will be a dream come true, because to have equipment to make our report very much easier when you go to some slum community, that would be very much appreciated. So I will send all my details pertaining to, for me, because I've not set up my Facebook, website yet, but I have my Facebook account and my email address and all that detail. I'll forward them to you guys out there.
Next, please do. And thanks for the call.
Thanks.
And that was a really good quality call.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from, you know, like halfway across the world.
Literally halfway around the world. Yeah. I've been familiar with that, and I know, you know, LRN and Free Talk Live are broadcast via satellite to, I guess, sub-Saharan Africa. I'm not sure how you describe that.
Western and sub-Saharan Africa.
But just the idea that by, you know, coming in here every night, you guys do it. You talk about the ideas of liberty. You talk about little ways that people have managed to, you know, to tear down a little bit of tyranny and make themselves more free. That stuff is contagious. And that's why so many people have moved to New Hampshire. And now it turns out you're inspiring people literally around the world.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free line. We will be back in moments here on Free Talk Live.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.